A dozen dancers seem to be literally gliding across the stage at Santa Barbara's New Vic Theater. The State Street Ballet is putting the finishing touches on an ambitious program called Women's Work. There are five pieces created by an all-female lineup of choreographers, with the centerpiece a work called Annie's Window, a performance based on the life of Anne Frank.
I started thinking about the fact that in ballet there are not a lot of women choreographers represented. So we really wanted to honor women's dedication and celebrate women choreographers, because even though ballet is so female-dominated, there are not a lot of female choreographers.
State Street Ballet founder and artistic director Rodney Gustafson says Annie's Window is a unique piece because it's inspired by history.
We've done lots of research. We had survivors of the Holocaust come to the studio and talk to the artists involved, and went to the Jewish Federation to see their exhibit. So it was very comprehensive look at the life of Anne Frank, but it's really about the inspiration that Anne Frank brought to the world.
State Street Ballet dancer Cecily Stewart turned choreographer to create the piece. It's actually a dance theater work, with actress Sophia Ross playing Anne Frank and being intertwined with the dancers.
To go from those live experiences and the text and then create movement from that has been a really neat process, and also very exploratory, because the dancers have gotten to sort of see what that emotion or what that experience makes them move like.
Stewart says the dance theater mix is especially challenging for the dancers.
What's interesting, I think, for the dancers is that they have to be many different characters throughout the piece. It doesn't follow a clear storyline. It's more like a series of impressions, which to me is very similar to Anne's Diary. But the through line, of course, is our actress who plays Anne Frank. So the dancers have to sort of be victims and then be soldiers and then, you know, be regular people and then be Anne's family. And so it's sort of, I think, a hard task to ask them to embody all of those different characters and be dancing and be on the music.
While Anne Frank's story had a tragic end with her death, Stewart says she remains an inspiring figure in history.
I don't really think of it as like a Holocaust ballet, because obviously the scope of that is huge. To me, it's really more about the individual story of Anne Frank and her optimism and perseverance in incredibly difficult circumstances, and how that can reflect on all of us as humans.
State Street Ballet's Rodney Gustafson says the other four pieces which make up the program feature a wide range of styles.
The first piece by Sophie Monet, who was my original ballet mistress for 10 years of our 20-year history. She did the opening piece, which is neoclassical. It's the most classical on the program. Then we have Brooke Hughes Melton. It's a trio. That's the second piece. Cassandra Taylor Newberry is from Atlanta, a wonderful choreographer who did a very athletic, physical piece to close the first half. Second half opens with Andy Schimoli, whose background was Netherlands Dance Theater for many years, and she did a wonderful duet for us.
Gustafson says the program is not just a chance to showcase female choreographers, but also to honor some female benefactors who have made the two-decade-old dance company possible to exist and create works.
Lenny Faiblanc, her last effort in her 100th year of life, just short of her 100th birthday when she passed away, was one of the very strong forces for me in creating this company. And her close friend Sarah Miller McCune is another force in town. And I just decided, let's use this program to celebrate the strength of women in the arts.
The State Street Ballet's presentation of Women's Work will take place at 7:30 tomorrow night and 2 p.m. Sunday at the New Vic Theater. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.